You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
It's Helen, Ronnie, and Pieces.
A therapeutic jigsaw.
Where we get famous guests.
Discussing how they deal with stress.
I've only got 10 seconds of music, I'll just speed up.
It's all about relaxing and chilling.
Oh, no, you're going to go over now.
Just not winding each other up.
Oh, it's a little late for that.
Go on, quit.
Hello.
Hello. I love the little competition we have over who speaks first on our podcast.
Hello. It's your turn.
Welcome to Hal and Ronnie in Pieces.
And this is Hal Cruttington, man of mystery, as in it's a mystery how he makes a living.
And this is, of course, Ronnie Ancona. I work with her, so you don't have to.
Yes. So this is just a show you may have worked out where two neurotics seek to find ways to live calmer, quieter lives, not away from the spotlight, but still very much in it, if only our agents could get their arses in gear. And
exactly. And we do this by completing a jigsaw with a showbiz friend. The truth is, I mean, this is the last one in our series, and we've been rubbish with the jigsaw, haven't we, Ronnie?
We have, but it was very important to get a gimmick, as we've ascertained, and that's good. But we have had lovely chats, though, with some lovely showbiz friends. Well, I've used that term friends loosely, acquaintances. And this week is no exception, is it? It's exciting.
It's the biggest guest we've had so far. And also, you claim, one of your biggest friends.
Yes, I'm very excited. He's going to be here. He's a man who's very eagerly sought after by every TV and show and every podcast producer in the land. He's the man who created and stars in the show that every comedian seems to get on, apart from us. It's the great Alex Horn.
Exactly. Yeah. Alex Horn. I'm not surprised he's doing our podcast. He is chosen to appear on the biggest podcast being made in this quite small building in Soho in 2025.
Yeah, so. And you know why he's coming, don't you, really? Because he's going to, I mean, come on. He is going to deliver. It's near Christmas time. He's delivering a personal invitation for us to be on Taskmaster.
It is incredibly exciting.
I mean, why else
exciting.
Would he come in?
I don't think somebody would come on our podcast if they weren't going to be giving us something massive like that. So it might be that, you know, our dreams are coming true. But he hasn't yet turned up, Ronnie.
Yes.
And you are meant to be his best friend, or you think he's your best friend.
But you know Greg Davis, though, Hal, don't you?
I know Greg Davis to an extent.
Why couldn't he get us on, by the way? Just saying.
Because I don't like to mix friendship with work, Ronnie. I don't think that's important.
But you work with me.
Well, I think that kind of makes my point, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I am actually a very good friend of Alex.
Have you messaged him then?
Well, yeah, but you know, the thing is, you're always asking, oh, you know, how far do you go back? But it's not about that. actually. It's about the depth of a relationship, you know. And Alex and I just clicked from the moment that we met. And we've got a kind of sort of synergy. It's a sort of just, you know, that kind of unspoken electricity that you get with someone that makes you really good friends.
The sort of thing we don't have, really. Sorry, let's get this clear. How often have you met Alex?
Twice. Well, actually, that's not strictly true. I met him the once, and then there was the shouting across the street. But he was...
Anyway, was he busy? Was he looking away and getting into a car or something?
Listen, I know he's going to be here, and I feel very confident that his agent passed on the message.
You don't have his number? You don't have his...
I've got his number, Hal. He's a very close personal friend. He's just asked me not to contact on it.
He's barred anymore. You, hasn't he? Has he barred you? Barred your number?
Anyway, we've got to recap.
We're going to recap on this, the series.
On the series.
Yep. We've made some mistakes.
You think?
Yeah.
And so, do you know, I was thinking about this, Hal. Mm. Why can't we be more like Catherine Ryan?
She is very, very popular. My daughter does listen to her a lot.
She says it as it is. Mm. She's even got a podcast where we say it as it is. And that doesn't seem to go down so well.
I think the trick is, you say it as it is, if you know you're going to have some sort of positive message. I think our problem is we lack that self-confidence and positivity. So we are beautifully honest, and I think that's what the listeners really connect to, but we're not inspiring enough, and we're looking for our guests to inspire people, which I think we have managed to do. You know, and hopefully when Alex turns up, he will be inspiring people, or else it'll be not a very inspirational one.
Well, he will come. Of course he will. Look, we've got the seat all out for him and everything. So, talking about this series.
Yes.
Slight recap. A bit of a bummer about not having any sponsors still, got to say. No one getting involved. I've thought about this, Hal. Mm. And I think our problem is what's happened, because we've done lots of different brand adverts every week. I think that brands are hearing us and they think, well, they're over-sponsored.
Yes.
You know, a bit like Catherine Ryan. They've got so many brands.
They just don't realise that
they don't need it. That's what they're thinking.
To make it clear to any sponsors, we are freely mentioning and bigging up products, any product, in the hope that they do sponsor us as a kind of taster of the sort of magic we'll be bringing to their product.
And I think that's slightly backfired, because they've thought, oh, well, they're all right. It's either that, or the problem is that we're not cool enough. Well, you're not
Speak
cool enough. And we're also not hot. Do you know what I mean? We're kind of like, we're tepid. We're room temperature people. You remind me a little bit like a mug of tea that someone made earlier, Hal.
I think that's actually quite a comforting thing for a lot of people, a lukewarm cup of tea. I think says Britain more than any other thing.
And maybe that's the whole problem we have to bring up with Alex when he comes in.
Okay.
We haven't got into Taskmaster. We're not cult comedy. We're mild inconvenience comedy, you see. So we should have been maybe looking
Do you know, for... I just think we don't need bad reviews when we've got your thoughts on how we're doing.
Anyway, listen, how have you been? Just before we do recap on the other guest, because he will be here soon. How have you been?
Well, apart from being not very well at the moment, so I'm being a trooper to still come in.
The
sacrifices I make. I do have a man cold, which of course is quite serious. But no, I've been busy going all over the place. You have got massive news there, haven't you, Ronnie, that's now been released and is...
Yes, I am in fact doing a guest slot in EastEnders. Now, what's interesting about this is that when they very kindly invited and approached me, which was very exciting, they did say, Ronnie, we really had you in mind because she really is so needy and unhinged. We can't imagine anyone else doing it. So it was a kind of like a double-edged sword, you know, with one hand you go, well, that's a lovely thing, but she's so unhinged, needy and annoying.
Yes.
I forgot annoying. Annoying, unhinged.
They
couldn't think
you.
Of it. Yeah.
And you think how many unhinged, annoying people there are in showbiz. You really are the queen of that, because there are so many of us at a certain level of annoying and unhinged and needy that you've landed it. You are that.
Taking that onto a whole professional level.
Don't thank me, but I think a lot of the comments I've made in public about you might have helped you get that part. I'm just saying. I'm not jealous about you being on EastEnders. Can I just point out I have been on it before you?
Oh, yes, of course you have. Go on, then.
1996, everybody remembers it. Ian Beale got shot, survived. See young people on the producers on the desk going, 1996, they weren't alive. But Ian Beale got shot and survived, and I saved his life. I was his paramedic. Gunshot wound, lower abdomen. I still remember the
Can
the
you imagine
lines.
In real life
We're doing
having
we can
been
for him, love.
Shot? or being stabbed, and you look up, and you're so desperate for succour and help and reliance, and they see your face.
What a desperate young actor, delighted to have one day on EastEnders.
Can you imagine?
Wonderful treatment.
No, but you at the scene of an accident. I'm just taking this into a real life scenario. I, however, would be very useful at the scene of an accident. Move apart. Let me through. I can do Audrey Hepburn.
You could do your impressions. No, my problem is that I'm too self-obsessed. My problem would be, I remember when my knee went when I was playing rugby as a kid, and that's probably as bad as a bullet in your lower abdomen.
You'd have to bring it back to you, wouldn't you? Of course, it's EastEnders because I did lots of impressions of all the EastEnders back in my heyday in the latter part of the 18th century.
Are you working with anybody you made fun
of? Yes, I have. And one of them has done their impression back to me did. So I might do their impression of me doing them back to them. It could go on and on in an infinite cycle.
What's going to be funny is whether you can hold on to this job. I don't know whether there's been instances of casts kind of rising up and throwing someone out, but there must be tension already.
Can I just say that the cast are absolutely lovely, and having hung out with you so long, it's a great surprise and delight to me that I've been trampled so metaphorically down by you that, you know, there are people out there who like me, Hal.
Do you know what, Ronnie? It's great that you've gone back into the world of acting where nobody says what they really think about each other. And then you come back to the world of comedy where there's real truth. Anyway.
It is a little bit late. I'm surprised he hasn't made
He's still not messaged, has he? Alex, but, still nothing?
Our producer's looking a little bit cross.
Don't look her directly in the eye. You turn to stone. So, while we're waiting for Alex, folks, we're going to do a little recap on our episodes. If you haven't listened to the show before, do go back and see these. Can I say...
Listen to them. I love the way you know your genres.
You can look at the clips.
An audio format. Okay. Listening using your ears.
I know. You did a lot more radio and I did a lot more TV. That's not true at all. Why am I still claiming that? Anyway, but can I say, I think the mantras are what will stay with me. For me, Jo Brand... I loved her one. What I came away with that, lower your expectations.
Yeah, there's something that you never listened to, because when we had Jo on, you brought up your ludicrous obsession with Jennifer Aniston. I don't actually know what's stranger or funnier, Jennifer having to live in Enfield, or Jenfield as you called it, or having to live with you. I mean, which would be worse for her? And the combination of the two, dear God.
Certainly, we're now losing listeners all over Enfield, which I think is a sort of big target market for us.
I'm not saying I don't like Enfield. I do like Enfield. I'm just saying I think that Jen would take a bit of time adapting to Enfield. That's all.
Look, my daughter listened to both episodes and said it's almost creepy.
How much did you pay her to do that?
No, she said... It's almost getting a bit creepy, your obsession with Jennifer Aniston. I actually don't have a proper obsession with Jennifer Aniston at all. She is someone... I've been through the relationship and we're out the other side. In my head, I think it probably won't work anyway. It probably will be too hard if she works. We live on the opposite... You know, it's a 9-hour flight or whatever, isn't it, to LA? And I don't think she would settle in Enfield, and I don't think I would settle in there. So I am realistic about that. I am realistic. And
it would be very hard to be watched all of the morning show. So she is so much wealthier than you. And fitter as well. That would be difficult, Hal, because, you know, she would have done like 5 workouts before you would have...
Yeah, quite brutal there. So you're going for me physically and financially. But I think there's a thing called love. I don't know if you know about love, Ronnie, but people look over that. They see your charisma beyond the slight weight problems.
Bringing up my marriage again. Listen, you can be married and not... loved.
Seriously, I think you are inspirational to loads of people out there trapped in loveless marriages. And I think that is really important. There are too many divorced people. We need some people to stay out of that dating pool because the dating pool's just gone, it's gone too crazy.
Your dating pool.
I don't know. We're not talking about things like that. No. So, Jo was so lovely because I think that was the most annoying one, was our first episode. We're being quite annoying now, but we were quite annoying on Jo's one. Omid, I think, was fantastic. Can I say Omid's mantra? Barry Cryer said, keep going in comedy until you're dead. Brilliant, particularly for people like us that don't have great pension provision. We do have to keep working till we're dead. And so many people have retired. Well, certainly by your age, but even by mine, some people have.
Well, I know that you are very obsessed with death, Hal, and your own mortality, because you keep on bringing up your concerns with your blood pressure and your cholesterol problems. And on the positive side,
You know, there is a cure for that, which is death.
Exactly. And just tell you one thing, Ronnie. You want this podcast to take off. If I die suddenly, go through the roof. It really will, won't
which
it?
Which reminds me,
it's one of the
actually,
biggest career moves you can make is that people would go, oh, let's listen to hear what he was saying. Because people want to listen with that sense of going, and he was dead 2 weeks later.
I'm not going to burst your bubble with that. Talking of Joe,
it would be amazing if I died now.
Joe talked about Taskmaster, didn't she?
Yes.
She talked about, do you think Alex will have heard all our mentions about Taskmaster
yes.
on the show?
He will have done. He knows how much we love the show. So I think definitely.
I think some of them may not have done us any favours. I don't know if any bitterness sort of came through at all. What do you think?
What's weird is we both want to be honest and yet have been so bitter we haven't watched it enough. I watched it recently and realised I think I would be quite good on it. I think, Ronnie, you'd be amazing on it. You must watch it more. Get over your jealousy. You would be so amazing because it would be like watching somebody literally fall apart in front of your eyes.
Why did you have to bring that up?
Sally Phillips, can I just say, I don't know if younger people have all seen this film. Sally remembered that quote from Chariots of Fire, God made me for a purpose. Look, the whole quote is, God made me for a purpose, for China, because he was a missionary and not a massive Chinese patriot. This is Eric Liddell in the Olympian.
Is that a Scottish-Chinese accent you're
No,
doing?
That was a Scottish accent done really badly. I'm really... Am I Welsh on everything? Amanda, stop it.
I grew up in Scotland
God
and I'm offended
a
by that.
For China.
Stop
am
it
I
now.
Welsh again?
Stop it.
Sorry. God made me for a purpose for China, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel
that's
his pleasure.
Offensive.
How bad is that accent? It's not.
You've managed to
Thank
offend
you.
Welsh people, Chinese people by default, and Scottish people, all one go.
The thing is, it's easy for you because you did grow up in Scotland without picking up the accent. But also, I was married to a Northern Irish woman for years, and that's messed up my Scottish accent because those accents can be really close, is my quick excuse. Anyway, I'll say it with my accent then. God, I nearly said something so racist. I nearly said, I'll say that in a normal accent. Let's keep that in. Don't edit it out for fun. Now, God made me for a purpose for China, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. I think that is so emotional because that is exactly, the older I get, the more I appreciate that I found something that I'm relatively good at and I've lived my life doing it. And one day, Ronnie, you're going to find that thing you're good at and it's going to be amazing. And you'll be happy.
Do you know how you have nearly got us cancelled for that last section, I think? Although I would say in your case, cancelled from what?
He's so arrogant since EastEnders came along. Right, the greatest mantra was from Kael, I would say.
He was
our
so
youngest.
Unstressed all the time. It was extraordinary.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet the way he said Taskmaster didn't mean that much to him. But clearly, I think it did. But he was amazing. But that was the episode I remember that I kind of vomited out all my showbiz humiliations that had happened to me. And that took up quite a time, didn't it?
And
or as I call them, YACD, yet another crushing disappointment.
Brilliant. And I would say to people, go back and listen to that. Because
no,
your showbiz humiliations beat all showbiz humiliations of any other person. They are brilliant, Ronnie. You could do a whole podcast on just my showbiz humiliations. And people go back, they could look them up online, find them on YouTube.
Don't. How could you do that? How could you do that? Oh, by the way,
I think it's wonderful that you're doing so much TV because there'll be so many more humiliations to come.
I remember also, by the way, you accused me of trying to get into Kael's good books in that episode.
More than his good books you were trying to get
you
into.
You were trying to get Joe Brand to do a podcast with you, which is almost as unlikely as you getting off with Jennifer Aniston, I should say.
It was quite nasty, but Joe hasn't been in contact, but who knows in the new year. Anyway, could we go to Kael's mantra?
I
think it
please.
Was brilliant. I think, honestly, everybody listening to this, or if you're around our age, if you're in middle age, he said this. He was doing an improv show and the first half was awful. And he said to himself, I've had a terrible first half. I'm going to have a great second half. And that, Ronnie, is an inspirational mantra for our lives. We've had a terrible first half. We're going to have a great second half. And hopefully that's true also for this episode.
Yeah. Although, aren't we more kind of three quarters way through life? Is it a second half or is it like the third act?
Yeah, I could be in
is
the last.
Is it like the epilogue?
Yeah.
Is it the, oh my gosh, are we in the epilogue?
Sometimes when I sit here, I think I'm in the last few minutes.
The other thing about Kael, although he did the most extraordinary, cool and calm and kept everything on perspective, it stuck out that episode because you talked a lot about not having enough friends and you put it down to men just being bad at relationships when clearly it was about your personality. And that was interesting for me, the way you sort of turned it around. And
but no, but the, I made. I did sort of become quite good friends with Kyle. I saw Kyle in Edinburgh. And we chatted, and I saw him in the courtyard and we chatted for three minutes.
He wasn't in Edinburgh when we were there.
Oh, yes, of course, you came up to Edinburgh. Of course, we did a show from Edinburgh. Why do I forget these things? I do think, like, Edinburgh's my area. No, but I did see Kyle. There was a lot of people around and I think he was very busy, but we chatted for 2 or 3 minutes. So, yeah, so I've still got a connection with him. For his age, I know he's 30s, but for this podcast, that's young. I think he was very cool and very laid back. I loved Omid's stories about the fake exams, about the fake exam results when he faked his exams. And just those people that just brought a natural, cool energy. Kerry Godliman, who even though she's younger than me, I want to be my mum. Jeff Norcott, just called it. Lucy Porter. Alistair McGowan, who I think was just... A lot of people have said how relaxed and calm and cool he's been since he stopped working with you.
And then Chaperette Corsandi, who made a point, she was incredulous that I was unshrunk and that I hadn't had a therapist. That really stood out for me.
Yes.
I mean, she recommended one to me, several, in fact.
She's becoming a therapist, isn't she?
She was amazing. She was terribly kind and she seemed very intent on me finding someone.
I think a lot of people feel like that, Ronnie. I think a lot of people want you to get some help.
You know, she is lovely. Chaperette is somebody that you have known the longest for, and she's still talking to you, so that's already impressive.
Well, yes, but we've seen each other very on and off over the last few years, and the interesting thing about Chappie is she does make points like basically how much she's grown since we were mad little neurotics in our 20s starting to do comedy. We were drinking a lot. We'd go out after gigs. We'd be in a little group of us. There were several of us. And she was very interesting in this podcast that she saw me, she said, a few years later. And I went up and was chatting again. She went, oh, you're still like it. It was almost like I hadn't grown up. But she did feel through doing the podcast that I have made improvements. Do you know what my interesting thing I remember about Chappie is she was talking about how actors are so... Obviously, you're an actor doing EastEnders, that they have to be quick to get to know each other. And so that's why there's a lot of fake love. There's a lot of, I love you, you're fantastic. And actors do tend to be more like that, but that's because of their job. They need to bond really quickly. Anyway, okay, can I say about Sadie Frost? I was more frightened of her than any other guest before we met her. And I thought she was the most humble, cool, nice person, considering how cool she was. You've already made a comment about us not being cool, but she was cool because she is so herself and so together. And I really think I did learn from her and I would
you
do yoga.
You really tried to push your yoga credentials on her, like you knew that you'd done yoga before. Just arriving in a gym with your big grey shorts on and bending over to tie your shoelaces is not the same as Sadie Frost's downward dog. But she was wonderful. And Charlie Higson was someone that I really liked. He had a very calm presence, didn't he?
I think he was the most honest about how he felt about us. And I found that really refreshing. And I've said this about Charlie Higson, is that what I love about him is that I don't usually like people who I think don't like me. That's why there's a tension in our relationship. But with Charlie Higson, I think Charlie didn't like me, but I like him a lot. So I like people.
But you must be used to that by now, surely. I just think
he was an incredibly kind, while being quite honest, man about going. He wasn't particularly pleased on the podcast. Honestly, folks, I think it's one of the best listens, the Charlie Higson podcast, because...
Proper charisma and proper funny bones.
Yes, proper charisma, proper funny bones, and doesn't need to be nice to us, just goes, oh, I've not really enjoyed it.
He was great, Charlie Higson.
He was brilliant. And I just think he's the most likable person I've ever met who doesn't like me.
Oh, there's a few of those. But I know what there's you mean. He was certainly more eloquent about it. And
Alex still not here?
Oh, that's the producer. No, he will be here. He'll make up his presence known. I feel confident.
We need a guest.
Hi. This is, I'm just back from Australia and I'm a celebrity.
Ruby
Get
Wax.
Out of here. I
Ruby Wax on the podcast.
What are you doing? Really that like is ethically that wrong.
Because
stop.
I love locusts. oh, yes. Hello. Olivia Coleman here.
No.
I wouldn't normally, I'm doing some publicity for The Night Manager coming out on BBC soon. I wouldn't normally come on your podcast.
Darling.
I'm a famous comic and I love
the biggest icon we've had on the show, Jennifer Saunders.
Icon.
Not her either. Stop. 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 Now. We will get sued if you keep misleading our listeners into thinking they've actually listening to Ruby Wax, Olivia Colman and Jennifer Saunders.
I don't think she's that good, Amanda. Is she?
You've just sabotaged me. It was your idea that I pretended, and now you're saying, oh, my God, actually, you just threw everything under
a bus. Okay, we can't get sued if it's someone not alive. Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, dead. I can't tell you, my darling angels, it's Audrey Hepburn here. I'm delighted to be on your podcast.
Coming from beyond the grave. And also, all those spooky podcasts never do an actual visitation.
Please. I'm here for the night, manager.
Both of you,
no,
grow
I'm not,
up.
I'm dead.
Oh. Because the estate of Audrey Hepburn can also sue us.
Oh, can they? I didn't think of that. Okay. Right. Welcome back, it's Lorraine Kelly here. I've just come in to do Hal and Ronnie's In Pieces. And if you've just joined us,
okay,
you've missed nothing.
There's because some news about Alex Horn.
Oh!
Oh, that's good.
If he's here, remember, whatever he said, whatever money, you say
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, everything, anything okay. We got. Oh, here. Oh, he's not here in person. He sent a message.
Maybe he's around the corner.
Oh,
hello. Ronnie and Hal, yeah. I'm so sorry I couldn't come on the show today, but I'm very busy with a TV series, not one I'm making, one I'm watching, and I simply could not tear myself away from it. I hope you understand. I know you've both been very keen to be on Taskmaster, and I would like to address that briefly. Ronnie, you are, of course, a great friend of mine, and that friendship means so, so much to me, which is why I don't want to risk it by working with you professionally ever again, please. To me, friendship is much, much more important than career, and I can say that because my career is going extremely well, so thank you. And
boasty.
It is Hal, isn't it? Hal, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the contestants on Taskmaster do tend to be celebrities, Hal, okay, and usually ones who work in comedy. So I wonder if you might be more comfortable like on a game show for the general public, maybe?
That's harsh.
So perhaps apply for The Chase. Tipping Point. Pointless. Just Pointless.
Yeah.
That might be more your style. Okay. Oh, it's not all bad news, though. Here's something exciting. I am very flattered that you talk about wanting to be on Taskmaster on your podcast sometimes. I've not heard the podcast myself, but my lawyer has told me about it. And actually, I do have a task for you both, which is this. Okay. I want you to cease and desist mentioning it in your next series, or else I will be taking legal action. Your time starts now. Okay, have a great Christmas, everyone, and to your listener. Bye-bye. I'm coming. So sorry.
Do you know, he's overrated, I think. It's extraordinary he's done so well.
Yet another friend of yours, Ronnie, who's let us down quite badly. So we've got a Christmas episode.
I've only met him twice.
Called him an awful lot for that. But so we've got no guest on our Christmas episode. We've got no sponsors. Having said that, did I tell you this, that Chris the window cleaner that I mentioned last week is going to offer me 10% off next window clean, which is quite nice, especially in winter when it's a harder job to do.
And do you know what? We needed proper sponsors, not your window cleaner, you know? And quite frankly, we're willing to sell our souls, aren't we?
We really are.
Oil or Tesla. Why can't we
Tesla,
be more
I would
like
do. Cigarette manufacturers. We will do all the products that nobody else will do. So
I mean, I'm a little down after that message, I've got to say. I mean, I'm really good at picking myself up. But after that, you know.
Well, for you, it's not just the end of a work opportunity. It's the end of a friendship, however short-lived it was.
But we have a whole podcast about doing jigsaws, and we can't even get a jigsaw manufacturer to sponsor our jigsaw-themed podcast. I mean, it's hopeless. Although, thinking about it, probably jigsaw companies, they probably don't do sponsorship. They may not be the type of brands to do sponsorship, so that's probably why they haven't got in contact with
us. But we're literally out here bigging up jigsaws, although this week we haven't yet got it out because Alex hasn't turned up. But we literally are there bigging up jigsaws.
Do you know, I didn't put Amanda down as a drinker. God, she hasn't even poured it into a cup, right out of the bottle.
Look, it's not up for us to launch an intervention.
Grey Goose.
It's for her family.
Did we try that one?
Grey Goose vodka, a favourite of... Gets Amanda through the day. So...
Oh, Oh, we've got ads.
Hello, I'm Stuart Lee, and welcome to my podcast, Loosen Up with Lego, proudly sponsored by the premier jigsaw company, Ravensburger. This week, I'm going to be talking to Alex Horn about tasks he loves to do in his rare spare time, how he can while away hours doing mindless yet oddly satisfying activities like Sudoku, puzzles, Lego, and quizzes, but only with people he respects and admires. Brought to you by Ravensburger, no piece is too big, too small, or too existentially challenging to make you question the meaning of leisure.
Oh, well, they do sponsorship, obviously, jigsaw companies, even for podcasts where they don't actually do jigsaw.
They're actually sponsoring a Lego podcast, not one that's actually trying to big up their product.
My God. And Alex, oh my God, he can drag himself away, can't he? Lord Stuart Lee. It's not for us.
Yes. Anyway, do you think it's possible, Ronnie? Because some people have said this to me, and there's been rumours in the production team that some of our adverts might not be real.
What? You mean sabotage? We're being sabotaged.
By someone who can do impressions really well, not like your ones. Really good.
Amanda, can we sue Alistair McGowan?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, let's be positive, Ronnie. It's been an extraordinary episode to finish on. It was meant to be a shorter one. I feel like it's been longer than all of the others.
Put together.
But we got Alex Horn on. We got one of the icons of TV on. Only for a couple of minutes, but that's still brilliant.
And not quite the result we'd hoped for, but never mind.
No, and also it gave us some time to reflect on all the wonderful guests we've had in this series. Almost as many guests as listeners.
Listener.
But
do you think, on a serious note, have we made any headway in dealing with stress and neurosis in show business?
Do you know what? I think in some ways the guests have helped us deal with each other better. You know, we talked about the mantras and we talked about the way people approach this career. I think I've have learned some things. I have enjoyed doing this series, Ronnie.
Okay, so it's time for Fan Corner, isn't it? Our feature, because we get slightly inundated with a lot of mail. And so we obviously, a lot of people are asking how, you know, why do you read out so few letters or correspondence on Fan Corner? And that's because we really have to edit them down for time.
We really have to be very, very,
you know, strict about which ones we use.
Actually, read this one, Ronnie. Read this one.
Dear Ronnie, enough of the cynicism. Merry Christmas, lots of love. Hal. Oh, Hal, that is so sweet.
It's easy to be nice when we've got a nice long break from each other coming up. So I've got one from you here. Dear Hal, you're fab. Merry Christmas, love, Ronnie. Do you really think I'm fab?
It's just a card, Hal. There's no need to unpick it.
Okay. One more here.
Yeah, another bit of fan mail here. Dear Helen, Ronnie, it's Christmas time, and at Christmas you make sure that people are paid on time. Give me cash or no series two, Amanda.
Yeah, just give her cash. I've got a report at the end. Give her cash.
Actually, Merry Christmas, Amanda. Of the second series, Hal, actually, I should tell you, I've got a lot of great ideas for it, so I'm excited about that.
Okay, Ronnie. It has been brilliant. I have loved doing this year. It has been amazing, but little chat with my agent last night, and there is a lot coming in.
Is there?
Yeah, and he thinks that it probably is best that I step away for the moment from this.
Really?
You can do so many podcasts by yourself. I reckon there are guests who would work with you. Kyle will probably do a one-off thing with you, or you could interview yourself in different voices. You could do all your clever impressions. Do Lorraine Kelly.
Okay. I'm fine. I'll just do the last letter.
Okay, it's been
just
fun.
One more last letter. It's from Christian, Hal's agent, the snake. What does it say? Hi, Hal. Delighted you're going to be on Taskmaster. To be honest with you, we were going to let you go if you didn't bring in some more TV work. So this is so exciting to see that you're back in the game.
So, second series, Ronnie. I think I've got some amazing ideas.
Thought you would.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.